Hello, everyone. This is Tanya Gabrielle, wealth astrologist, and welcome to your July edition of the Premium Wealth Forecast. Now, in this forecast, I go over the lunations, full moon, new moon, plus the universal month number, in this case, the number 11. And then we dive into every day of July where we look at the astronumerology star code for all 31 days. Now, we are in the midst of eclipse season as we speak, and it has been incredibly powerful. We started feeling the energy surge at the end of May as we approached the first eclipse, a Sagittarius full moon eclipse. And then, of course, we had the solstice eclipse, the new moon eclipse in Cancer at 0 degrees Cancer. And this month, July, we have a second Cancer new moon. So it's one of those rare occasions where we have two new moons in one sign. And that will take place on July 20th. Now, the eclipses that began earlier in June culminate on July 4th and 5th, and that's when we have the Capricorn full moon eclipse. So this is going to be a very, very special month. So let's begin with the universal month energy. You know, ever since June, the energy shifted to a place of we don't have a playbook anymore. This is brand new energy that we're dealing with, and that's because June was a 10 universal month, and 10 reduces to 1, so it was all about new beginnings. Now, July in 2020 is an 11 universal month, and 11, of course, is the double one, so it represents double new beginnings. So we are really embarking on a brand new chapter in our new decade, the 2020s, which, of course, are an activation of the 2000s, the new thousand-year cycle that we began just 20 years ago. So this is a very, very important year in that it reflects the number 2 twice, 20 and 20, and it represents perfect vision. And 11 is very similar in that there are two ones, and 11 reduces to 2. 1 plus 1 equals 2. So we have a very strong 2 energy going in July. Now, 11 is a master number, and it is an intense number because it intensifies the number 1. So it's a wonderful opportunity to accomplish something brand new, very satisfying, very worthwhile, and very nurturing. Master number cycles always offer a greater chance to facilitate accomplishments that you've been in preparation for. And so this time around, because 11 reduced to 2 and we're in 2020, what you've been preparing is a life that is balanced, that is in harmony, that is at peace. Now, if there's something in your life that is in a divisive state, or where you feel separated, or you feel unfulfilled or incomplete in some way, this is something that needs to be addressed because that shows up as an imbalance. And when you look at the 11, it represents two sides of the same coin. So the masculine, feminine, the yin and yang, up and down, right and left, north, south. This is truly about darkness and light, about night and day. Bring them into one because they are integrated in a cyclical way. So this is why we are bringing the masculine and feminine into balance at this time, where the dark and light are coming together, representing the wholeness of our experience, and thus being brought into harmony. Now, because 11 is about double new beginnings, as you balance out your own energy, this month of July is going to bring powerful forward momentum. And also the receiving of incredible wisdom, because 11 governs the psychic. It governs intuition, listening for divine inspiration. So that is a very, very powerful part of this whole July experience. July itself is the beginning of a new six-month period, the second half of the year. So it already represents a pivot point. So to have the number 11 also activated really brings things home. Now, another thing that brings things home are the two lunations, especially the full moon eclipse in Capricorn. This is a pivotal event. It culminates three straight eclipses in a row. It is the final eclipse on the Cancer Capricorn axis, which means when the nodes moved into Cancer and Capricorn in 2018, we began the eclipses mostly taking place in those two signs. Well, this is the final one that is happening in Capricorn. And Capricorn, of course, is the sign of the decade, of the year. It began that huge stellium in Capricorn, started off our decade in January on the 12th, 2020. And that changed everything, as we now know, as we've now experienced. Capricorn is about building something that will last. And so this eclipse represents a time to build something brand new because it is being merged with the number 11. So you're going to receive a lot of flashes of insights that will allow you to move into the building part, the new structures, stripping down the old structures, replacing the old paradigms, and creating something incredible. Now, because it takes place on July 5th, Universal Time, which is the number of freedom and extrication of the old, making quick decisions, liberation, taking a risk, there's a lot of movement with this particular eclipse. Now, in the US and in North America, the eclipse takes place mostly on July 4th. Pacific time, Mountain time, Central time, it is July 4th. And only Eastern time is it July 5th at 12:44 a.m. So this is a very powerful moment here when we have those two numbers, 4 and 5, activated. 4 is connected, of course, to the birthday of the United States of America. And 4 is also connected to Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn. And this is the Capricorn eclipse. So 4 brings structure. It brings roots, family, building, right? It represents the square. So this is a powerful moment in general for the world to establish a new way of structuring our lives, creating protection as well. 4 creates borders in order to have a sense of freedom within the confines of security. Now, obviously, this eclipse is taking place on the birthday of the United States. We need to mention that because that sends a huge message to that country, of course, because we have a sun, natal sun of the U.S. merged with an actual powerful eclipse in Capricorn, the sign of the decade. So this is major, major change and new beginnings energy in that structural and dismantling of the old and bringing in of the new. Now, there's another message here in that there's a T-square happening with Mars. Now, Mars and Chiron are actually in a conjunction, and so this T-square will touch on both. And Chiron is the sacred healer, and Mars is the libido, go for it, ambition, energizer planet. And so we have a T-square, which is causing some tension, meaning it has to be resolved. We need to redirect the energy into something very proactive. So that means we need to reorient our beliefs. We need to focus on healing and love because Chiron is part of the T-square. And we need to channel that tension into something creative. So Chiron is healing our beliefs, helping us let go of fear. And then we also have Uranus. Now, Uranus plays a huge role for this eclipse because Uranus forms an amazing trine to the moon. And Uranus is the fearless planet. It basically says, okay, let's step up, let's take a risk, have no fear, and let's listen to our ingenious ideas. So this is a very important time for our freedom, our sense of liberation, to allow it to express itself. Mars will absolutely want to move towards some kind of ambitious project or momentum. And Chiron, being merged with Mars, is going to dissipate some of the aggression so that frustrations can be vented, but they can also heal at the same time. definitely don't be afraid about what appears now. Just deal with the things as the truth appears. Don't judge things. Don't wish them away. Because ignoring them is going to keep you in that same place as you dig in your heels and say, no, I don't want to see this. And remember, we're in 2020, so we do have to see. We do have to notify the truth meter and really see what's underlying everything. You know, why things are moving in certain directions and who's pulling the strings and what's really going on. Those issues are really coming into the fore, because our sense of security is greatly impacted when we discover what the truth is behind events and movements and whatever else may be going on. So basically, what you're doing with this Capricorn energy is you're taking responsibility for how you're responding to any control, right? You're taking responsibility. You're taking the authority. You're taking leadership. This is really, really important now, because you want to keep those commitments to yourself and the commitments you made to others. And it's also important because Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, and Saturn is time. And we need to understand the timing of events and be very, very patient as well. 2020 itself, the number 20, is about being patient and really allowing time to evolve so that the natural timing of events can unfold really, really easily. And then after that powerful final eclipse in Capricorn, we have the second new moon in Cancer on July 20th, 2020. Now, this code, of course, is extremely powerful, since 20 is representative of our decade, and 20 itself represents healing and harmony and balance. So bringing the opposites together. And remember, July is that 11 universal month, which also asks us to really step into the present moment so that we're not torn between one side or another, feeling defensive or feeling offensive. We don't want to strip down other people's rights just because we feel a certain way. This is very, very important to understand during an 11 and 20 amplification. So we come now to this second Cancer new moon. Now, Cancer is all about love and nurturing, kindness. Cancer is the crab, so Cancer can sometimes hide under the shell if she or he doesn't want to deal with the situation, right? So it's sort of dig your head in the sand kind of mentality. But the main aspects of Cancer is that it's the sign of the mother. It is ruled by the moon, and that those represent the lunar cycles, the divine feminine. And so we have a very beautiful moment here where we can move into that sign of incredible kindness and joy. So this new moon happens July 20th at 6:33 p.m. in Universal Time, Greenwich, England, which is 1:33 p.m. New York time, and 10:33 a.m. Pacific time. It happens at 28 degrees, which is important because 28 degrees is a number that reduced to 10 and 1. So we have another indication of the new beginnings energy that infuses July to begin with. Now, what's so extraordinary about this new moon is that the sun and moon at 28 degrees are exactly opposite Saturn at 28 degrees in Capricorn. So Saturn recently moved back into its own sign after being in Aquarius for a few months. It retrograded back into Capricorn, where it will stay until mid-December. And this will be the final sojourn in Saturn's own sign, Capricorn, before going completely into Aquarius in December. Now, December is going to be a month that changes things in a major, major way. So look out for that about 6 months from now. So this is a foretelling of that time, because this exact opposition is saying, okay, we need to bring that energy into balance. So with this opposition to Saturn, you may feel like you have to overcome some kind of limitation, or just need to be really extra patient, or just work hard on a project, not get despondent that it might be taking a little longer than planned. It's almost a little bit like a Mercury retrograde feeling. And I know we are in several retrogrades now. Venus, of course, recently stationed direct again, which is wonderful news. Mercury will be retrograde until July 12th. And at the time that this new moon in Cancer happens, where the new moon are opposite to Saturn, Mercury will have stationed direct. But what you are really doing here is using your inner authority, your inner leadership. You're moving away from worrying about the future. The 11 universal month, of course, is about present moment awareness. And when you're in that moment, when you're in a moment that is completely about your breath, about breathing in and not being beholden to the past or wondering and worrying about the future, this is extraordinarily powerful. And this is the power that Saturn is asking you to tune into. So you'll want to spend some time alone. You'll want to spend some time nurturing, because the Sun and Moon are in Cancer, and to just be in a place where you can take that extra time to not rush. It's not really a time to be social per se. It's more a time to just work persistently, looking for achievement, being with people who you truly resonate with. And you can bypass the isolation factor or any sense of rejection that often accompany an opposition such as this one with meticulous attention on a project. So it's very important that we have a sense of that we are creative beings. And Saturn is just holding us to task and saying, right, we're in Cancer, and that means nurturing your heart and soul and being there to breathe in love and to not participate in any kind of drama. And so the point of the opposition is to bring this energy within us into harmony so we don't feel divided, right? So we have to just understand that, yes, duality is part of life on Earth, but that inner peace does not have to resemble a division. Meditation, massages, beautiful music, a walk in nature can absolutely remove that tension. So we are being asked in this new moon in Cancer to listen to those beautiful waves and waterfalls and nature breezes and anything that takes you into the spiritual realms of present moment awareness. This is really where the joy in the abundance and the accomplishments lie. And so this final time where we see Cancer along with the Capricorn eclipse earlier in the month is really an amazing opportunity to take everything you learned in the last couple of years, take the new beginnings energy and start fresh and allow only that to accompany you, which is high vibrational. The rest, just leave it be. Just feng shui your whole life. Allow your life to start fresh. So those are the universal month number 11 and the two lunations. And now we are going to move to the star code of every day in July.